Field Guide to Architectural Deception, the Empire State Building, not a Zeppelin dock, but a cosmic control rod. Silas Thorne, citizens of limited imagination, assemble. Director Silas Thorne, here decorated truth officer, raconteur of the forbidden, and the man who can explain history without making it as dry as your grandmother's meatloaf. Today we march toward the crown jewel of New York City's skyline, the Empire State Building. To the casual tourist, it's a tall box with a shiny hat. To the credentialed historian, it's a chapter in a dusty book about rivet counters and stock portfolios. To the trained eye, mine naturally, it's the most audacious deception ever constructed in plain sight. You've been spoon-fed the bedtime story. It was a race to the sky, built in record time, crowned with a spire meant for docking dirigibles, please. That's the sort of pabulum you tell toddlers who still eat paste. I'm here to slap the paste jar out of your hand and replace it with a goblet of undiluted 200-proof truth. Prepare yourselves. It has quite a kick. The lie you were sold. Airships and ambition. Let's address the balloon in the room. The Empire State Building shot up in 1 year and 45 days during the Great Depression. While ordinary people were eating wish sandwiches, this colossus of steel and limestone erupted skyward as if it were racing a stopwatch. Textbooks call it efficient construction. I call it a suspicious miracle. We are asked to believe that thousands of men dangling from perilous heights simply decided to work with a level of speed and precision never seen before or since. Charming, if you're a simpleton. And then we have the spire, that sleek, gleaming javelin thrust into the heavens. Official tale, a docking mast for Zeppelins. Passengers would disembark from airships into a skyscraper lounge. Romantic? Yes. Functional? No. The winds at 1,250 feet are not gentle breezes. They are ferocious, unpredictable torrents. Tethering a multi-ton, hydrogen-filled airship to a fixed needle in that gale would be a spectacular city-leveling act of stupidity. The electrostatic discharge from spire to frame alone would be catastrophic. Not one Zeppelin ever docked there. Not one. The narrative is a magician's flourish. Look here. Not there. A colossal blunder. Nonsense. It was never meant to catch blimps. It was meant to catch the sky itself. Takeaway, when a design fails perfectly at its stated purpose, consider the possibility that you were given the wrong purpose. The uncomfortable truth, not a mast, but a machine. Why the rush? Why crown the building with a feature that fails so spectacularly at its alleged purpose? Not for bragging rights, not for tourists. The Empire State Building is not a monument to capitalism. It is a weather weapon disguised as architecture. That spire is a finely tuned etheric energy conductor. Its geometry isn't just art deco frill, it's sacred math. Resonance and accumulation borrowed from Babylonian ziggurats and Egyptian obelisks. Every bevel, every flourish, every lightning rod is part of a system meant to harvest the raw power of the ionosphere and channel it into the bedrock of Manhattan. This was not a project of commerce. It was a project of occult engineering. This was never about making office clerks feel tall. This was about creating a machine large enough to bend the weather and subtle enough to hide behind postcards. Tourist traps, the great distraction. Consider the observation deck the most masterful distraction on Earth. They want you craning your neck at the view, fumbling for panoramas, not looking at the coils and telluric channels nested within the spire, just above your head. Mechanical space only, say the signs. Translation, magic in progress. The gift shop isn't just commerce, it's camouflage. While you debate an iHeart's NY mug, hidden technicians in shielded sublevels siphon atmospheric charge into titanic capacitor vaults buried deep below Manhattan. Those coin-operated binoculars, not quaint, they're passive data collectors for atmospheric density, and on unlucky days, wide-spectrum retinal scans for the building's masters and those famous floodlights that bathe the tower in red, white, and blue. Pure misdirection. The real show is the invisible hum of ELF waves radiating across the continent while you clap for the pretty colors. Takeaway, if a landmark sells you snow globes, it's selling you a story. The science they don't want you to understand. Official narrative, steel, concrete, and men with lunch pails. My narrative, a skyscraper designed to drink from the heavens. The atmosphere is an ocean of electromagnetic energy. The spire's alloys and geometry let it sip power, not just from storms, but from the very skin of the sky. Every bolt of lightning that strikes isn't merely discharged, it's captured, its raw gigawatts tamed and stored. Every static cloud charge above is channeled downward, banked for a purpose. What purpose? Not Times Square. The hoarded energy is converted into extremely low-frequency ELF wave signals that slip through buildings, oceans, even skulls. The primary carrier is the Rockefeller hum at 783 hertz, echoing Earth's own resonance. Perfect for piggybacking instructions. From Midtown, these waves can nudge the weather, jostle markets, and massage the moods of millions. Rainy protest, sunny parade, a sudden wave of optimism before an election chance, or a hum vibrating from the world's tallest office building, the rivalry that wasn't. We're told it was a race with the Chrysler building. Ha! Chrysler was the sideshow, a shining decoy while the real machine assembled two blocks away. Those eagle-headed gargoyles? Occult watchers, angled to observe energy patterns from their rival? The Woolworth building, Rockefeller Center pawns in the grand game. The elites weren't outbuilding each other. They were anchoring atmospheric accumulators to claim dominion over the eastern seaboard's ley lines. The Empire State won, not because it was tallest, but because it were functional. Whispered accounts speak of frequency rigs so used to lighten steel, letting beams rise faster than cranes allow. That's why the project clocked an impossible 410 days. You think steelworkers did that alone? Wake up, my lambs. Resonance, tuning the human herd, Empire State Building. Every elevator shaft is tuned like an organ pipe. Every marble hallway hums at a frequency too low for the ear, but perfect for the nervous system. It isn't just whether they manipulate, it's you. Why are New Yorkers always in a rush? Perhaps it's the 24/7 hum whispering urgency into bone and brain. Stand at the base long enough and you'll feel it. A pressure behind the eyes, a faint buzz in the chest. That's not the hot dog, that's resonance. That's the machine tuning its herd. Takeaway, the mood of a city may be less culture and more carrier wave. Why they keep lying? Why bury the truth? First, admitting it would shatter the energy industry and the tidy narrative of progress. Free, limitless sky power makes oil and coal look like cave hobbies. Second, it exposes the calibration of our reality events guided, not accidental. Better to tell the children it was a failed Zeppelin dock than confess the elites have been bending clouds and nudging moods since 1931. Conclusion? Silas has spoken. Next time you gaze up, don't think romance or ambition. Think antenna and atmospheric control. It isn't a relic. It's still humming, still channeling, still whispering into your subconscious. The public prefers bedtime stories, dirigibles that never docked over an energy weapon that never stopped. And that's why I, Director Silas Thorne, stride boldly into the storm of ignorance chin tilted, cape imaginary, but glorious to illuminate what others fear to say. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have classified appointments with Destiny, 3 martinis, and a file explaining why pigeons circle the tower but never land. Their navigational instincts detect the resonance, a sensitivity the human herd has long since lost. Good day, citizens. Try not to be hypnotized by the skyline on your way home.